Thus then, you will find that that wave will come along very quickly. Those who are ready to ride it will grab on and ride it smoothly, because they will have nothing holding them back, nothing weighing them down. Those who have that resistance issue, those weighty issues that they are still dealing with, may find it a little bit more difficult to hold on to the whip when the wave comes by. You follow me?
Yes, I do. The wave analogy helps a lot.
Oh, all right.
Because, in a sense, it's within me, looking at the 2.5 years, I'm thinking, well, I better really get my act together so I can catch that wave, in a sense, between now and then.
But don't do it in a worrisome or judgmental way.
That's my point, because when you use the wave analogy, well, okay, now I'm on the beach, I'm on a board, and
right.
I have an opportunity to catch the wave.
All right, well, very good, and you have made a good point. And the point you have made that is good and good for everyone in this particular gathering is that it is up to each and every one of you to decide how to interpret this concept. And your interpretation for you is correct. There isn't one way. You have all the basic same understanding of what kind of transition and change is going on energetically. It's up to you to decide exactly what the methodology shall be for how you will relate to it and how it will work best for you. Use whatever terminology and symbology works for you, and that will be correct. Why? Because you came up with it. Because you know what you're doing. Believe it or not, you know what you're doing. Okay. You have to trust that. You know what you're doing. And if you mull it around in your imagination, and you could have done it without this conversation, I'm not chastising you, I'm just letting you know, you could have had this conversation in your own head and said, well, you know, you talked about this template grinding and this and that. Well, you know, if I thought about it like a wave, it would make more sense to me and I would understand it. Right. You could have had that conversation completely internally. And in fact, you actually have. Because I'm only a catalyst and a trigger. I'm not giving it to you.
Right.
You are just allowing yourself to give it to yourself in this particular format.
I understand. One of the things that I have learned from you over the years was that your own speed, your own time, we're infinite beings, what's the rush?
Yes.
And then when you threw in that template thing, that it seemed like a mixed message. I had to hurry for some reason.
Oh, I see.
And so that's what I was
trying
to...
Well, that just shows you may have a few semantic bumps to smooth out within you.
All right.
That's all.
Okay.
Because it's all a matter of definition. And it's an opportunity for you to learn to trust yourself instead of all of a sudden hearing a word that you don't right understand and suddenly doubting that you have an understanding of the whole concept just because of that one word. Do you follow?
Yes.
The idea is to say, no, wait a minute. I did understand it, and just because this word doesn't seem to fit doesn't mean I don't understand it now. Find a way to make yourself know you understand it.
Well, that's pretty much what I had to do. It was like, Wait a minute, I don't get it the way he's saying it. I'm going to follow my own way.
Thank you. That is what we have always implored all of you to do. Follow your own way. That's what counts.
Okay.
Does that help you?
Yes, it does.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Bashar.
Number two.
Hello, Bashar.
And are you good day?
It's been a while.
Oh, all right, if you insist. Speak up and be bold so that all may hear what you have to hear.
First, I wanted to say thank you.
All right, thank you. And you're welcome.
I was sort of out in the blue, you might say, and got a hold of your tapes, which sort of explained what was happening to me.
All right. Thank you for your synchronicity and explaining it to yourself.
By
using us as a reflection.
Okay. A friend of mine is in contact with some ETs.
Yes.
And they state that they will soon be in contact with myself and my mate.
All right.
Could you by any chance...
I trust you're not asking me to verify that.
No. Just give me some idea of where they're from.
Nope.
Okay. Next question.
Yes.
If you're living in a toxic area and need to do that for a little bit longer, how can you keep it from overpowering you, so to speak?
You can allow yourself to detoxify in the most natural and organic way possible. Many, many, many applications can be made of what you call natural herbs and such that act as very powerful detoxifiers, and when they are formulated correctly will allow you to go through these detoxifications in a smooth, transitional way. Avail yourself of these ideas and make sure they are as pure as possible.
Okay, and one more question.
Yes.
I seem to be having a little bit of problem with my brain, they tell me.
I see.
And
that is a conundrum.
Yeah. And want me either to have an operation or to have parts burnt with radiation.
I see.
Which I choose not to do.
I see. Again,